Welcome to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's. I'm Lindsay Petrucci, joined by Anthony Adams, my co-host. And we're here at the Chicago Bears Network Studios at Hallis Hall. And let me tell you, you guys are in for a show because Anthony had too many energy drinks again. This happens quite frequently,
yes, it does.
Whether you know it or not. But today I think he said he drank about 2 liters of energy drinks.
Yes.
So you guys are in for a show, I'm telling you. So, Anthony, you took a ride with Nate Collins in your Ford Fiesta a while ago. He was talking about his clothing line. Do you remember?
Yes, I haven't received any gear. What's up with that, Nate? Hello.
Well, the story behind it is, during the NFL lockout, Nate Collins was with the New York Giants. So his former teammate and roommate, Victor Cruz, they started brainstorming together, and soon after, young Wales was born. Take a look. So, Nate, where did the name Young Whales come from?
So, a whale in a casino is a high roller. Just a play on words. Me and my buddy Victor Cruz, when we decided that we wanted to make a clothing line, just trying to think of something that can be catchy. And so a whale in a casino is someone who has extreme, extreme wealth. So, it just fit.
How did you and Victor end up partnering up together? You both were rookies Giants, and you kind of clicked. You had this idea.
Yeah, we were both undrafted free agents, and just by the luck of last names, Collins and Cruz, we ended up spending a lot of time together because we ended up being roommates throughout that whole process. And we were both two of maybe four guys that started originally with him making the team and me making the practice squad, who went through that whole process. So we spent a lot of time together and developed a friendship. We were both guys from the tri-state area, him being from New Jersey and me being from New York. So it was just something that I feel like it was destined to happen, and it worked out.
Do you remember the conversation, how it all came about, that you two both figured out that you might want to start your own clothing line?
Well, me and Vic are both sneakerheads, and one of the biggest things, we would just always, with new sneakers coming out, and we always just have trouble always trying to find that right shirt or that right piece of clothing to match up with our sneakers. But, and that's where it kind of started from, just saying that, if we had it our way, we should start making our own shirts.
This particular shirt was a success, and we're still selling it, and it sells pretty well every time that we have it up on the site.
When we actually both had the opportunity to do it with the lockout happening, I asked him if he really wanted to do it, and he said yeah, and it just started from there.
So where has it come to now, with you two obviously aren't in the same city anymore? How do you keep in contact? How do you keep the ideas flowing?
A lot of phone calls and a lot of Skype conversation. It gets difficult at times, but I think we're both pretty happy with the success that we have had, considering it's something that we can't do full time.
This is particularly one of my favorites, with the killer whale on there, and just something plain, and then with the YW logo on the back.
So what about the logo? Who came up with the logo?
We found a designer. It's kind of like a freelance designer. It was something that we told them we were pretty sure that we wanted to do something with a whale, and we told them just the background of where we got the name from and what we wanted, and came up with a few things. And once we seen this, we were like, we think that's it. And we named this as Wally. So Wally is the face of Young Whales.
Why Wally?
We just felt like it fit. Wally the Whale. It just fit, and it's catchy, and so we ran with it.
Who else is wearing Young Whales?
Every time we come out with new stuff, bring a box into the locker room and get it to as much people as we can. And also last year during camp, I actually made guys some Young Whales bear down t-shirts that it was kind of cool because I got it out to everyone, and it was one of the things that I feel like every day during camp last year, at least one or two people had it on. So it's a situation that feels good.
Cool, yeah. Mm-hmm. How else are you and Victor promoting?
A lot of social media, a lot of Twitter, a lot of Instagram, and we just try to get as much stuff out to guys who are on camera a lot. It's really cool, like, for us, just not knowing where it was going to go, to see that happen. And sometimes we see guys that we didn't send promo packs wearing it, and they're on TV or they're in video, so that makes it even extra special for us.
All right, Anthony, I'm dying to know if you had your own clothing line, which obviously your partner would be me, what would we name it?
It would probably have to be Sugar and Spice, I'm thinking.
That's a pretty good one.
You like it?
That's not bad.
That's pretty good.
Sugar,
pretty cool.
Spice. But yeah. What if it was just your solo clothing line, which is what you really want it to be?
Just my own. It would probably have to be something that described me. So it would probably be like big and sexy clothing. Yeah, for the big and sexy man.
I thought you said it would be Young Bacon.
Young Bacon. I like Young Bacon. Young Bacon
like
would be
Young
a close
too.
Second.
You're
but
really good
big
one.
And sexy really describes me to a T.